Let's then start the meeting, no? Of Spanish Language Task Force. So can we probably make the announcement, see who are on the call right now, who of us are in the call? Si podemos empezar entonces, ¿no? Para, sería bueno anunciar quiénes estamos en la llamada, ¿no? Y si puede llevarla tú, Anet, la llamada, ¿puedes ayudarnos? Eso.
José Luis Fuentes from KPFA. Sorry.
Sí,
aquí estoy. Cristian Solís de Los Ángeles.
Aneda Aguilar de Colectivo Gentes de Maíz de Los Ángeles.
Buenas tardes, Roberto. Bueno, Roberto García aquí de Los Ángeles.
Acá está Oscar Ulloa también de acá de Los Ángeles.
It's Eric Ramey from WPFW in Washington.
Melissa Torres de KPFT. Okay, dice Rodrigo Argueta from KPFK, Los Ángeles también, aquí de Los Ángeles. Si está bien con todos, podemos empezar, ¿no? Hacer los informes que de lo que pasó de la semana pasada a esta semana, ¿no? ¿Qué te parece?
Sí, está bien.
You want to, no, we can start by, you know, like updating the information from last week to now, if it is okay with everyone?
Sí.
Okay. Adelante.
Yes.
One question. Do everyone speak Spanish, or that, or some people need to have, you know, translation in English and Spanish?
Washington needs bilingual, please.
Thank you. No problem. All right. Okay, so let's make it bilingual then. No. So who wants to start updating from last week to this week?
I'll start because I have to get off, and I apologize. Jose Luis from KPFA in Berkeley, and I've not had the chance to speak with our program director, nor to reach out to our brother Molina at KPFA to see what's happening for the Spanish programming, as well as getting him to join our Saturday meetings. My apologies, it was a short week, and I flew. I flew, and I'm in Los Angeles now, but I do plan to do that this coming week. It's José Luis Fuentes de KPFA. Y no tuve tiempo esta semana para hablar con la directora de programas y tampoco con nuestro hermano Molina en Berkeley, para ver qué está pasando con la programación de español y también para que el hermano Molina se pusiera en estas llamadas con nosotros por la semana que fue corta, y también viajé aquí a Los Ángeles, pues no ha estado arriba, no ha estado en Berkeley para hacer lo que tenía que hacer. Pero sí, esta semana que viene es mi enfoque de hablar con él y también con la programadora, la directora.
If someone else has another date.
See, in Washington, I have brought up this issue as well again, and I don't know if you're familiar with Benito Diaz, and then Thomas O'Rourke from the programming committee. They're feeding misinformation, and I'm trying to get it corrected. They're feeding misinformation to the GM at this point. Is brand new. He wouldn't know, but they're feeding information that the Spanish language program entails only news and public affairs. So I will, I checked, I got an email from Bella probably 48 hours ago. I will be contacting the new GM within probably the next 24 hours and assuring him that that is not the case. And I'm trying to get this on track so we have at least 1 to 2 hours of programming in place by New Year's Day. I guess my question is the syndicated program we were talking about coming out of Los Angeles, I just need to know how soon that would be available, if anyone knows the answer to that. Perhaps you do, Rodrigo.
So what was the question again?
The programming that was coming out of Los Angeles, how soon will that be available?
Okay. That one, actually, as soon as probably next week, you know, about a week, 2 weeks at most, it's going to be, you know, available.
Okay, in addition, they are, the politics involved, they are trying to figure out at this point who to preempt. I think for the sake of continuity, the programming should come on, I would think, at the same time every day as opposed to here and there, just for the sake of continuity. So, as I said, the nature of politics is holding things up a bit. They have to decide which time slot will be made available. Other than that, I mean, I think we should be set to go, as I said, no later than January 1st. But are we still going to be meeting weekly?
Yeah, that's the idea.
Okay, I should have a firm start date for, we said the Los Angeles program will be available. I don't see what the holdup should be. I'm going to check with, I'm dealing directly with the general manager as opposed to the program director, because there's issues there at the lower level. We just got a permanent GM a week ago, so I should know something positive, affirm in terms of a start date by our next meeting.
Do we need to translate this? Hay que traducir a español lo que acaba de decir nuestro hermano de Washington.
Sí, ayuda un poquito, sí, por favor, porque algún compañero a veces no hablamos, aunque sea lo necesario, ¿no? Para entender.
So, lo importante que dice nuestro hermano en Washington es que tiene un nuevo gerente en Washington, y la información que le están dando al gerente es que la programación de español solo es para las noticias, y ahí es donde lo están tratando de confundir, y pues él está averiguando la información y dando la información correcta al director general de la estación de Washington, y a la misma vez quiere saber él cuándo va a estar listo la programación en Los Ángeles para que las otras estaciones puedan usar la programación de Los Ángeles en sus estaciones, mientras las estaciones hacen su misma programación local, y él nos va a decir ojalá la próxima semana qué es lo que está pasando con este asunto, que la programación de español solo es para noticias y no para de toda clase de programación, y va a tratar él de, aunque sea, agarrar una hora o dos horas más de programación de español para el fin del año.
Ok. Perfecto, gracias. Ok, this is the thing. The programming is not only news, it's public affairs too. Yeah. Like culture, it is culture, you know, it's also about art, about, you know, migrant issues, Afro, American issues, indigenous issues, pretty much, you know, public affairs and news, you know, and art. Yeah, go ahead. Sí.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, okay, we're pretty much in the same realm then. Public affairs and news. Nothing really outside of that. It wouldn't just be a matter of someone playing music and then perhaps having I don't like the word disc jockey, but it would be restricted then to news and public affairs. Is that correct?
Yes, okay. Well, you can have that music and everything, you know, or do programs about, but not musical programs, not only music. See, this is what we really want to, what we crafted, was to precisely avoid having only music, which is okay, but it's not the purpose of the motion. The motion, you can have music, you can have like poetry, you can have all that stuff, but it has to be in the context of the, you know, social context, right? The political context, you know. Okay, how is that the our music developed? What kind of music we are playing is developed in this context under these circumstances, blah blah. You know, like a, you know, let's say you're gonna have, you know, Puerto Rican music, right? But you have to do it under that context, you know, like a, you know, like a, this is a part of this movement, right? It has to be in that way. Otherwise, you know, they're gonna put like 5 hours of music, and that's not the purpose, you know. We don't want that. Yeah, so exactamente, no es solamente podemos poner música, pero realmente la idea es de que la programación tenga un contexto más social, más político, que de información, de noticias, de poesía, de todo lo que es, digamos, parte del trabajo que desarrollamos como comunidades. So this is just, you know, the part of the community work that we are doing, you know, like, so the idea of actually developing this new hours for Spanish is to attract listeners that are, you know, members of certain organizations, right, that are working with the community, that are grassroots organizations, that people from those organizations can come and do their own programming. So involve, you know, their own communities to come and do the work. We don't want, you know, people just come and do DJs, you know, by themselves and play music. No, that's not the idea. The idea is to open up, you know, the airways for the community. That way we can, you know, not only serve, you know, as we are mandated, but also take advantage of the, you know, huge community that is out there, and it's not being served by, you know, the commercial radio, right? The commercial radio is just taking advantage of their needs. So the idea here is, okay, here is this is Pacifica, this is your radio, you come and do your own programming. You belong to a community organization, it's okay, we have a space for you. You want to take it, you want to do programming, you want to serve the community, you want to do organize, do it through our radio. So, and the only thing we ask is, you know, whenever we have fundraisers, you know, do your best. Do your best so we can have more people. That's the idea. Yeah. Esa es la idea, pues, que tengamos, que lleguemos a la mayoría de la gente posible dentro de las organizaciones en nuestra comunidad, y cuando hagamos recaudaciones, pues pedirles que hagan lo mejor que puedan. Por eso es importante que la gente participe dentro de una organización nacional, digamos, de programadores en español. That's why it's important, you know, to be part of, you know, like a national, you know, organization of Spanish programmers, so we can develop a strategy, a long-term strategy of outreach and, you know, programming, and I don't know, a lot of things we can do in the future, but right now that's the main idea, no?
Yes, if I could just add something. We have something in place right now. The producer, Oscar Fernandez, is our executive producer there. The show is called the Latin Media Collective. It's geared toward our Latin audience and the Latin communities, but the caveat here, I mean, don't laugh, it's broadcast in English. And what I've done is approached the hierarchy in the station and asked Oscar if he would just mind doing this in Spanish. I haven't had a chance to talk to him directly. I'll be emailing him this evening as well. But he does exactly the kind of programming that you described. But as I said, as of right now, it's in English. So I'll be contacting him as well. And I should have an update. I should have a lot more information out of Washington by our next meeting.
Yeah, perfect. And in terms of the motion, okay, I actually sent the motion, you know, like 2 days, 3 days ago, along with a promo. One promo is in English, and another promo is in Spanish. It's an MP3. It can be downloaded. I send it to, I think, to Jim Brown, Benito, if not, I'll send it to all of them. the members of the national board did receive it. So that promo, it's already finished. And they can play it. And the motion, it's already also, you know, written the way that it can be posted on the website. So if you ask Benito, Benito should know. If not, then, you know, you, I always can resend it to you if you want to. You know, just, you know, maybe our friend Annette can get your email address. I'm driving, and then I can send it to you. That motion is very descriptive by itself. It, you know, it's like how to implement it. You know, within what time to what time? What are the characteristics of the motion? How it should be carried? You know, all this stuff that are needed for you to understand completely. You know that. So esa moción ya está lista, las envió en MP3, en español y en inglés, a todos, a Benito, a todos los miembros de la Mesa Nacional. Entonces, si no, pues se puede mandar, a ver, si no, pues la podemos agarrar el correo electrónico del camarada y se la volvemos a mandar. Entonces, pero ya está lista, pues esa es.
Yes, if you could send it to me as well, that should expedite things considerably. Because I've moved this to the front burner, and I've mentioned to them the implications of doing nothing. So, I mean, if you can, as you said, send a file to me, I can have it to the general manager no later than tomorrow morning. And I'm sure he will move expeditiously to get the ball rolling, so to speak.
El camarada dice que se la mandemos la moción otra vez y todo se lo va a enviar. Oye, ¿sí puedes escribir el correo del compañero Anés o algún compañero que no lo dé?
Sí.
¿Eh?
Que me lo pase a mí y yo okay, can you give me your email, please?
Yes. It's Manhattan. Just like the town in California or the borough of New York, Manhattan, like Nancy, dot, my last name, R, like Robert, A, M, like Michael, EY, so manhattan.rami@yahoo.com.
I got it.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
Hey. ¿Alguna date más de este? ¿Cómo están en KPFT, compañera de KPFT?
La verdad que ahorita no sé lo que está pasando porque estamos esperando todavía lo que va a decir la Junta y van a tener una reunión esta semana que viene. Ya hicimos la propuesta de todos los shows que tenemos y las ideas y dicen que sí les gusta, pero todavía no ha aprobado nada.
Bueno, a partir de una plática que tuvimos en la última reunión con algunos compañeros, la directora nacional dijo que se iba a reunir con los GMs el día miércoles pasado. Me pidió que le enviara otra vez las mociones, toda la información, en fin, se la volví a enviar. Ella se supone que se reunió con los general managers de las diferentes estaciones. No me ha dado todavía una respuesta, no le he preguntado, pero según eso, ella ya les iba a dar la orden, pues, de que tenían que moverse. Por lo mismo, se volvió a enviar esta moción. Ahora sí, Adriana de allá la debe tener. Esa es, se le mandó a Adriana en un promo que está ya hecho, terminado completamente, que tiene que ver con estas reuniones y con la moción, para que le pregunte si conoce a Adriana, ¿no?
Sí.
Y ella tiene que tener dos promos de un minuto, 57 segundos cada uno, ¿verdad? Que lo puede poner, uno es en español y otro es en inglés. Okay, what I'm saying is that for KPFT, Adriana, who's the representative of the PMB, should have those promos that were already made, you know, by, you know, our collectives over here, and they are supposed to be air during, you know, any time, you know, during the day. But also, she got the motion, and that motion must be on the web pages. So we talked to the executive director, who promised that she was going to be meeting with all the managers, the general managers of all the radio stations at this last Wednesday. I haven't had the chance to talk to her, you know, what happened. But she said she was going to give them the directions, you know, to fulfill the motion. So that's also, here in Los Angeles, we are planning to have a meeting. After this meeting, after we get the information from the ED, we are going to have a meeting with the GM. Actually, next week, I think there is going to be a meeting. But, you know, so for KPFT and WPFW, you know, in the meantime, you just can ask. You know, and same thing at KPFA, you know, that there is a motion, it's already written. I had to do the translation in Spanish. I did it before, but I don't know where I put it. So I'm going to do it. I send the motion in English. And that motion is, I mean, it's just a guideline on how to, you know, develop this or carry out this new programming. But every radio station, as long as, you know, they implement 5 hours, they can develop their own way, you know, to do it, to fit, you know, their own, you know, conditions, you know, in terms of the demographics, right? It might be different from place to place, but, you know, and the essence has to be basically 5 hours, you know, to whatever existing hours are, you know, and then it has to be between 6 a.m. to 9 p.m., you know, no later than that, and it has to be, you know, and, you know, news and social issues, you know, political issues, things like that, and it has to be part of the collective. The very important thing is that we use collectives, right, to get the most we can collectives. The thing is that we are kind of facing a lot of problems right now at the foundation, and we want more people to get to be part of the foundation so we can outreach, you know, have a community base for real. So, entonces es importante que se tenga en cuenta solamente que son, es entre las 6 de la mañana y las 9 de la noche, son 5 horas, lo pueden poner como gusten, ¿verdad? Siempre y cuando sea dentro del contexto sociopolítico cultural de nuestros pueblos y tratar de incluir la mayoría de colectivos que se pueda, que es importante porque tenemos, pues, serios problemas para mantenernos ahorita como fundación y lo importante es que lleguemos a tener una base comunitaria, ¿no? Entonces ese sería más o menos el informe de lo que se hizo esta semana a partir de la plática que tuvimos la semana pasada. No sé si alguno de los otros compañeros en Los Ángeles, ¿cómo van en sus programas? ¿Ya los terminaron? ¿Ya terminaron todo eso? ¿Quieren dar algún informe, compañeros? So anyone else wants to please provide with the information in terms of what you have done?
Rodrigo, if I might, this is Eric Williams, FW. If I might interrupt for a few seconds, please. I'm relatively new at this. Can you just define for me collective? I mean, what exactly is meant by a collective?
Collectives? Basically, what we try to do is, okay, the way we work here in Los Angeles is, and it's working okay, is to have like a, to try to not to have programs done by only one person, right?
Okay.
Like a producer, you know. So what we try to do is like, you know what? Okay. Do you want a program? Okay. Can you just bring also more people, like, you know, create a collective? So,
yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's what it is.
Yes, understood. Thank you.
¿Alguien más, compañero?
Sí, bueno.
Dale. Bueno.
Aquí Dale. Estamos, aquí estamos, compañeros.
¿Cómo va la cosa aquí en Los Ángeles? How's everything en Los Ángeles con los demás colectivos? ¿Ya terminaron todo?
Bueno, nosotros estamos trabajando en eso. Yo estoy trabajando en... Ya, estoy tratando de adelantar en el piloto y bueno. Pero ya el recurso, si se tiene planeado echar a andar algo ya, para luego, pues ya se tiene el recurso humano para empezar a trabajar. Ya como depende de cómo, se resuelva esto, ¿no? Cuál vaya a ser la decisión que vayan a tomar. Pero pues ya estamos ahí preparados con la gente si es necesario.
Y aquí con el colectivo de Gente de Maíz, ya estamos por finalizar esta semana el promo, esperemos, y el piloto, y pues nomás ya la propuesta por escrito, ya nomás pasarla al inglés, que esto ya nos falta también, pero ya casi por terminar con el colectivo Gente de Maíz.
Oscar Ulloa, también de aquí de Los Ángeles, más o menos en la misma situación que el resto de los compañeros, y más aún que pues al menos para mi propuesta, que originalmente era de, en cuanto a los grupos que manejamos la cuestión de información, de retenes y todo esto acá en Los Ángeles, se están aunando también dos colectivos, también revolucionario y activistas de acá del área del centro de Los Ángeles van a colaborar también nosotros en nuestro proyecto, que es el de difundir o temas relacionados con la comunidad inmigrante, pues en general, ¿no? Igual mi propuesta en papel, ya nada más necesito mandarla en inglés y un par de toques en la cuestión del piloto, precisamente en relación a haber encontrado estas otras dos organizaciones más que están interesados también en trabajar con nosotros, incluyendo a los cuates también de Inmigrantes Unidos en Resistencia, que quieren participar un poquito en esto. Así que pues más o menos lo mismo como decía también Roberto, en caso de que haya necesidad, o más bien que sea necesario ya armar algo, ahí está listo.
¿Pudieras hacer un poquito de traducción al inglés para entender, compañero?
Okay.
With the proposal for people of corn, we're pretty. I think we're going to finalize our pilot for this week, and we do have our written proposal in Spanish, so we need to get it out. Need to translate it to English, so we'll be done. We should be done by this week, complete with our written proposal and our pilot. So we're excited about that, to present that.
This is Oscar. Also, pretty much in the same situation as the last person who talked, which is we locally have a hook up with two new different collectives. They're also really interested in participate and give their help or their point of view into which is most of the teams related to the immigrant experience, which I think also can translate to other cities and other states too.
Rodrigo,
yes, all
right. Yes, when the IED meets with the GMs, I think the bottom line is what I'm saying. If they can mention that date for implementation, it will help us considerably in Washington. I mean, because the dialogue will go on indefinitely as things are. It's open-ended. I mean, we'll still be having the same conversation this time next year. So, I mean, in some form or fashion, I don't know how it will be done, but, I mean, I know people on this line know how to do it, or I know this is
a level, I mean, an area of your expertise. Is it possible to do that, to have them formulate a date for implementation or a deadline?
Well, actually, we did have a deadline, but it's already passed.
Oh, it has?
Yeah, it's already passed, you know. This is the issue. If you guys don't do it over there, management is not going to do it. Nobody else. PDs are not going to do it. It's like we have to do it because the motion is now. It's already approved long ago.
Yeah.
So the thing is that we are not, you know, that there is a lot of discussion going on, but we are not talking about the merits of the motion. It's just how we're going to implement it, how it's going to work better. It's not the discussion, okay, well, do we implement it or not? That's not, you know, is it good or not? No, we're going to make it as good as we have to do it, you know. And so in terms of the deadline, you know, deadline was long time ago, you know, yeah. So as now, it's you know, to develop the we already did the promos, so start getting the collectives together, or the people who's going to do it our way, you know, we want to call it. And if they need to some guidelines, you know, we can help actually to develop, you know, how we can develop a pilot. I'm sure, you know, they have, you know, some good people that are already programmers and who already have. Are you a programmer, no, by any chance?
I'm sorry, say again.
Are you a programmer or just a...
I'm not a programmer. I work to an extent with the Latin Media Collective. We broadcast in English, though, but I'm doing some programming with them right now. And, in fact, I think I mentioned earlier, I'm going to ask Oscar if he would be amenable to doing his program in Spanish, because that's their area of expertise right now. They do news and public affairs geared toward the Latino community, but as I said, it's in English right now. And he's an invaluable asset right now. It is a collective, so we have the infrastructure in place already to do exactly what you mentioned. For some reason, I do not know why they've not yet approached him. He's been a programmer for at least 2 years. But to answer your question, no, I'm not technically a programmer, although I do some programming work. I work on documentaries on the Latin Media Collective.
Okay. Oh, well. This is the thing. You know, you already have some knowledge anyway. But, you know, if the people that you know can provide with some workshops sometimes, you know, with the people... See, this is the thing. What we talked before, it's in the meantime, because we don't want, like you're saying, you know, we don't want to be here next year. So in the meantime, each radio station developed their own programming. We are going to have to use whatever programming is being produced anywhere else. So that means if KPFT produces 2 hours, and KPFA produces 1 hour, and maybe KPFK produces another 2 hours, and Washington is not producing any hours, then Washington is going to have to use those hours. And in the meantime, they develop their own.
Yes.
So that's it. That way, we make sure, first of all, that the implementation is, it's a fact, you know, it's done. And secondly, that the radio station management gets some pressure so they can develop their own, because it's good to have, you know, programming from somewhere else, but it's better to have your own programming and develop your own context, you know. So that's the idea. But as we have seen, that the time goes, and I don't forget, man. You know, we've been fighting for this thing for so many years. So, the thing is that what we have seen is, you know, where, because they don't know how to do it, the management, they don't have the link sometimes, you know, with the organizations in the community. or sometimes they don't have the will, or sometimes they don't just don't like it, you know? So it hasn't been done. So now, well, next week we should have, you know, those 4 5 hours. And then, well, you know what? It are the hours. What time you gonna put it? It has to be between six to nine, you know, and it can be well, weekends or whatever way you wanna do it. This is the thing, you know, we want to have the collectors to do it, because a lot of the complaints that we get from various stations is that PDs do whatever they want. They choose their own program, they change it, blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, this motion is crafted that the program directors cannot decide only by themselves, you know, what programming is going to be there. They have to come with a task force, with the programming committees, you know, with the listeners. So it's more collectively decide, you know. So, entonces, la idea de que vamos a tener programación en otras estaciones de estación a camarada es de que, pues, si no la han hecho ahí en Washington, pues, si se produce una hora en KPFA, 2 horas en allá en Texas, y unas 2 horas aquí en Los Ángeles, pues eso van a tener que poner mientras producen su propia programación. Esa es la idea. Y también de que no se le deje solamente a que sea el director de programación el que decida, porque a veces han habido muchas quejas, pues, de que los directores de programación deciden qué programación poner como de acuerdo a lo que a ellos les parece bien o mal. Y esta es una cuestión más amplia, pues, para envolver más a la comunidad. Vámonos. ¿Alguien más? Entonces, si no hay más, podemos ir cerrando la plática si gustan. Entonces la cuestión sería, compañero José Luis, usted haría esa cuestión con la gente de la dirección de la KPFA esta semana, ¿no? Para tener un informe la próxima. ¿Estás ahí, José Luis? José Luis. No, parece que ya se fue José Luis. KPFT, ¿cuál es su nombre otra vez, compañera, en KPFT? Perdón.
Me parece que se llama Melissa, pero no Melissa. Sé si está ahí todavía. Me parece.
Melissa, que ¿está ahí Melissa todavía? Bueno, Melissa. Parece que ya se fue también, ¿verdad? Parece. ¿Agarraste el correo electrónico de Melissa?
No.
¿No? Okay, so we don't have the email from Melissa, okay. Okay, y bueno, entonces yo creo que sería eso, ¿no? La información, yo creo que si no hay más información, pues ahí la...
Yo te mando entonces el texto de esa persona y el email, perdón, y entonces ya se va a tener la junta que se había planeado la semana pasada, ¿sí se va a tener esta semana y cuándo, qué hora?
Pues la idea es que sea el martes, ¿entiendes? No ha corroborado todavía porque dice que el miércoles tiene una reunión también con todos los programadores, el miércoles va a haber una reunión con todos. Entonces la verdad que lo voy a checar toda mañana, porque lo que pasa es que quería primero que la directora, esta Lidia, se juntara o hablara con ellos para que ya les iba a dar, pues, la cuestión de la directiva, ¿no?
Entonces, tengo que hablar con ella a ver si hablo ahorita. Y yo...
¿Sería este martes, no?
Porque para mí que era este martes, no el martes pasado, este martes.
No.
Pero creo que hubo una confusión por ahí, pero sí.
Okay, sí, nomás para lo que se nos pueda avisar con más tiempo posible para dejarles a saber a los compañeros para que puedan planear ellos alrededor de eso.
Okay, está bien, sí, yo me muevo con eso. A ver, me mando rápido. Okay. Está bien. Bueno. ¿Algo más, compañeras, compañeros? Anything else? Then, so it, if there is no more information, then we are going to end up the call then, and then we can meet next week, same time. Is that okay? ¿Está bien?
Yes, and I think the other people from different stations were asking if these meetings are every Saturday or they're continuing, and for now, yes, well, we are having them every Saturday, so please make sure they join us next Saturday at 2 p.m.
Okay, and this is Eric. Can you, in addition, please still continue to send out the reminders?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Okay, thank you all. Erica Washington is going to drop off now, but thank you for allowing me to participate, and have a great evening and a great week.
Yes, thank you very much.
You said your name is Aaron?
No, Eric, E-R-I-C.
Okay, got it.
Okay, and my email address you have, manhattan.ramey@yahoo.com.
Okay, we
all
got
right,
it.
Thank you.
Thank
good night.
Thank you.
Okay, Bruno, I'll meet you.
Thank you. Okay, pues bueno, gracias. Yo creo que esto sería ahorita, ¿no? Sería todo, ¿no?
Mañana. Sí.
Okay. Nos escuchamos la próxima semana, ¿no?
Sí. Okay, gracias.
Okay, cuates, mucha suerte. Que les vaya bien.
Nos vemos.
Vale, gracias. Gracias. Hasta luego. Suerte.
Adiós.